everyone. Welcome back, and thank you for joining us on the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast, where every week, Jeff Glover will dive deep into the questions that you are asking. He understands the challenges you're facing on a day-to-day basis because he still works every day on the front lines of real estate, with him and his team closing over 1,000 homes per year. Today, Jeff will continue the truths about real estate, truth number 9, the database conversation. We'll learn from Jeff why you should spend less time adding prospects to your database and more time looking for leads that want to talk to you about real estate. Now, let's hear from Jeff Glover.
We're back for the final real estate truths of today. And in this particular session, I want to cover the truth that I shared a few months ago, which is spend less time adding prospects to your database and more time looking for leads that actually want to talk to you about real estate. Spend less time adding prospects to your database and more time looking for leads that actually want to talk to you about real estate. So we're going to talk about that in a moment. Before I do, a couple quick things. I have to make sure you know these are hot off the press. The Glover Gazette just came out, 41 pages of the latest and greatest sales and business content. A lot of good stuff in here specifically to prepare you not only for the fourth quarter, but for your 2020 business plan. How do you get this? It's free. We'll mail it to you for free. You don't have to pay anything. There's no catch. You go to GloverU.com/Gazette. That's GloverU.com/Gazette. Put in your information. We'll drop this in the mail to you. We come out with these every quarter. We'll make sure that you get your copy right away and that you're better prepared for the fourth quarter and for 2020. Speaking of 2020, we have decided because this year is going to look, 2020 is going to look a lot different than years past. And this will be the first time I'm doing this. And that is I'm putting together a one-hour webinar, a live webinar on your 2020 business plan. Now, I know that it's easy to say, well, I do the same plan every year, it's 2020, I'll do a new plan. No, your business plan should look drastically different in 2020 than it looked in 2019, 2018, and so on. Why is that? Because of all the changes that are taking place, not just in the market, but in the industry. Okay, let's jump into the final truth. Spend less time adding prospects to your database, more time looking for leads that actually want to talk to you, okay? I want you to keep in mind when you hear people say, how many leads do you have in your database, okay? A lead is someone whom you've had a conversation with and is looking to buy or sell within a reasonable time frame. Now, every agent has a different definition on reasonable. You know, my definition is 30 days. A lead is someone who's looking to buy or sell in the next 30 days. And that would be considered a lead in a database. What is not a lead in a database is a name and phone number and email address and home address. Okay, that is a contact. That is a prospect. That is somebody who could potentially transact business with you at some point in time. Great to have them in there and great to add value so they'll come back to you at some point. But I want to be real clear. We should all have two groups or two sections in our database. One section are the buyers and sellers who are looking to do something within a reasonable time frame. You define reasonable, 30 days, 60 days, 6 months, I don't care what it is. The other group is prospects, contacts. You have names, phone numbers, email addresses, and home addresses. Those two groups should be treated separately, meaning they don't receive the same drip campaign, they don't receive the same texts, they don't receive the same phone calls, they don't receive the same emails. It's very clear that you have a separation between those two. Gary Keller calls this METs and have-not-METs. Well, the reality is this is not clearly METs because there's a lot of people who you're in conversation with that you haven't met yet and are going to be doing something soon. So you have this group over here, somebody that's looking to buy or sell in a reasonable time frame, and then you have contacts. Okay, somebody looking to buy or sell in a reasonable time frame is considered a lead. Somebody over here that's looking to buy or sell at some point in the future, you have no idea when, maybe 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 6 months from now, you have no clue. That is a contact. That is a prospect. Leads, prospects. Make sure when we speak moving forward, we keep them separate and know the difference. Why is it important we keep them separate? Well, because it's important that what we send them of value, whether it's a phone call, whether it's a text message, whether it's an email, what we send them of value must match their motivation. In other words, highly motivated prospects or leads love working with highly motivated agents. Less motivated prospects or contacts do not want to work with an aggressive, motivated agent right now. Yeah, they'll receive information from you. Yeah, maybe they'll open a few emails about the market. Maybe they'll attend a client event. But they're not looking for a strong lead follow-up campaign. because they're just a prospect. They're just a contact. So make sure whatever CRM you're using, you're keeping this group completely separate, which means you're adding value in different ways. You're sending them different things. You're reaching out in different things. You're following up in different ways. Prospects and contact and contacts, contact information, is a prospect. Somebody looking to do something in a reasonable time frame is a lead. What is that time frame? My time frame is less than 30 days. I know if I have somebody that's looking to do something in less than 30 days, that is a lead. That's somebody who's looking to buy or sell. I'm going to follow up aggressively. I'll have a completely different campaign, if you will, with that type of lead than with my prospects. Okay. Now, having said that, we should talk a little bit about value of a database. Okay, as long as we're using it correctly. So I want to share something with you. Our mantra here at JGA, Jeff Glover & Associates, and it will be a big focus for Glover U in 2020, is this. Ready? How can I continue to create massive value for our current database, grow our current database, and give them an unreal experience? How can I continue to create massive value for our current database, grow our current database, and give them an unreal experience? That is our mantra for 2020. That is the highest and best use of your time as a real estate agent in 2020. Why is that? A couple things. Number one, it is the lowest cost in most cases of today's leads. Obviously, with advertising expenses and internet and Zillow and Realtor.com, everyone's charging more for everything nowadays. They're squeezing realtor profits. Database, somebody that you have contact information of course, if it's a lead, you have a lot more than that probably. Database is a higher ROI in your time because it's a lower cost to get that contact info. All right. Second thing, if I want to create massive value, how am I going to do that? Why is it important? Well, it's important because as you probably saw in a video I did a month or so ago, which I would encourage you to go back and watch it if you haven't. It's been probably one of the more popular videos we've done in a long time. And that is the predictions and solutions to what's happening in our business in 2020. So if you just Google Jeff Glover predictions, it will come up. It's about a 30-minute video, and I'm telling you, it is everything you need to know and do to be prepared for 2020. And quite frankly, you should watch that video right before you do your business plan, because I'm giving you ideas and things that you can put right into that plan. Okay, so the reason why I did that video, because something hit me with what's taking place in the market today. Consumers are going to be less loyal to their database in 2020, all right? Why is that? Technology is making life easier, okay? Artificial intelligence is making life easier. They're looking to get better deals in spite of their relationship with you. It's much easier for them to go see a house with someone at the click of a button, all right? So those are just three or four reasons. By the way, there's data to back this up. National Association of Realtors. I went back as far as 2010 to see who used referral sources and who was using repeat and referral or clients that were repeat and referral client percentages in 2010 versus repeat and referral client percentages today. It's dropping. Why is it dropping? Because the technology improves. It's making their life easier, and it's making it easier for them to just do things without reaching out to you. So that's why adding value to that group and creating more loyalty is more important than ever.
Thank you for taking your time to join Jeff today on the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast. To get started on having an unreal business, take the real estate self-assessment. After you complete the assessment, a member of Glover U will get on a call with you to create an action plan to improve your score. Go to www.gloveru.com/self. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe. Search for Live Unreal with Glover U on iTunes, Podbean, or Spotify and subscribe today. Until next time, remember, consumers are going to be less loyal in 2020. Adding more value to your database is going to be more important than ever.